What is up, everybody? Welcome to The Stack. I'm Alex.
I am Pete.
And on The Stack, we talk about some comics that come out on Wednesday, which is today, in case you were in a cave and you fell asleep in the cave and were sleeping there for 100 years. Actually, the Wednesday part, to be honest, won't help you. But just, you'll figure out what the year is. Find a newspaper or something.
Find a newspaper.
You'll get a little clue that there are no longer comics in the newspapers. If you're wondering what year it is, that's a little clue for you. There are comics on this show, though, and we're going to talk about a bunch of them today. We're going to be talking about Infinity Countdown, Adam Warlock number 1, Black Bolt number 11, Batman number 40, Twisted Romance number 1, and Versus number one.
So there's a lot to talk about.
There is a lot to talk about. Let's get into Infinity Countdown, Adam Warlock number one. I think that's arguably the biggest release today. This is kicking off the Infinity Countdown event, which I think we could safely say at this point from reading this book is kicking off another Infinity event immediately after it. This is the issue that comes before the Prime issue, that comes before the crossover event that kicks off the next crossover.
Now, let me ask you, as someone who's read yes. comic books for most of your life,
yes.
are you sick of this shit yet?
I go back and forth to give you an honest answer. I don't know how much of an honest answer you want.
I'm like, all right, we did Civil War 2. Now we're doing another Infinity War, Infinity Gauntlet. There's got to be more ideas out there, right? There's got to be other ideas to bring giant teams together, because I guess that sells comics.
Sure. Well, the reason they're doing this is pretty obvious, that Infinity... Yeah, because of the movie, because Infinity War is coming out, and so they're going to have something ongoing on shelves that fans can identify with that story. That makes a lot of sense. I understand why they're doing it. Here's what I was going to say is... Yes, I do get sick of the idea of read Infinity War Adam Warlock to prepare for the Prime issue, to prepare for the miniseries crossover that is setting up the biggest crossover of our lifetimes. That's a lot. But the flip side of the coin...
Nothing will be the same again after this three-part issue that then leads into a seven-part issue that then is the main event, will change your life forever.
But here's the problem. It's... a really good comic.
Yeah.
And it's written by Jerry Duggan. It's spinning directly out of his run on Guardians of the Galaxy, new Guardians of the Galaxy, which has been great.
Plus,
the art here is by the All Reds, and Jerry Duggan is writing right for it. It feels like an old Fantastic Four comic book, as Adam Warlock, who has previously been the savior of the universe, is resurrected by Kang, sent through time to stop this whole Infinity Stones thing that's been building and been going on. And... it's really fun. It feels, like I said, like an old Fantastic Four comic book, like an old Stan Lee, Jack Kirby comic book, and it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. There is things at stake, but I mean, this is a comic that is just setting things up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, hey, I'm going to bring you forward in time, possible outcome, now I'm going to bring you back in time. Okay.
Well, okay, here's the two things this comic is providing, right?
Right.
I think one, it's providing a catch-up in who Adam Warlock is, because he's been off the stage for a really long time.
Sure.
Clearly, he and the Magus, who is his evil alternate double, are going to play in big in this event, or at least the event that's leading up to the event. So it's important to know who the characters are, and it's nice to get an issue like this where we find out more about him and get a reminder of his history and why he's so important to the Marvel Universe. And then the second thing is it's just a chance for the All Reds to play and make... beautiful, beautiful images right up your face holes.
It is gorgeous and amazing, and I loved a lot of it, but it was kind of like, I'm going to open you from this cocoon, tell you a bunch of crazy shit, and then put you back in a cocoon.
Sure, spoilers.
Yeah.
The other thing that I think we found out of this issue, I mean, I won't totally bet my farm on it or anything like that, but...
Why don't you? Back up your words.
You know what?
Bet the farm.
You're right. I definitely own a farm, and I am going to bet the farm, and I am going to say that the event that happens...
Your wife is going to be so pissed if you lose that farm.
No, that's where we get all of our milk. The event after Infinity Countdown is going to be called Infinity's End. I think we pretty much find that out in this issue when Kang says, look now upon Infinity's End. Did we get one of those wonderful tableaus of all the heroes lying beautifully on space rocks?
Yeah.
Man, those things never make sense to me, but I love them so much. Everybody lying down so perfectly placed after they fought the big villain, rather than like being in a clump or pieces or whatever. I don't know. Here's one other thing I got to throw out to you that I thought was interesting about the issue is they show Thanos and they talk about Thanos's connection to Adam Warlock. Definitely the implication, because it's an Infinity event, Thanos is going to be the villain. I don't think Thanos is going to be the villain, right? I think it's going to be somebody else. Yeah, and I think they show the big villain in silhouette. It's supposed to look kind of like Thanos' silhouette. But again, I think there's going to be a swerve there. So who do you think the big bad guy in this Infinity event is?
Oh, man. Probably Stiltman. It's probably
Stiltman?
Stiltman is the twist.
Okay, I think it's going to be Stilton, the type of cheese.
Oh, wow, that's bold choice.
It is. It's a bold flavor. All right, I say pick up this book. Well, I think it's pretty good.
You asked me what I think. Seriously answer that question. Who do you think?
Seriously answer the question? Yeah. I think it's possible it's Loki. I mean, we've seen Loki vintages of Loki with the Infinity Gauntlet already, so it make a lot of sense.
I like that.
It's weird because his status quo is he just became Sorcerer Supreme, but hey, why not? We'll see what happens.
Cool.
All right. Let's move on to a new Image book called Versus Number One. This is by Ivan Brandon. The art is by Asad Ribic. And this is, it's a little hard to describe. It's a sci-fi premise. Seems to take place in the future. People are fighting. It's, as the title implies, huge battle. And at a certain point, somebody says, a new player has entered. Pause game.
Yeah.
And it seems to be like Gladiator comic books, but with a sci-fi twist to it that comments a little bit on gaming. Is that sort of what you were getting from it, Pete?
Yeah, I mean, it just is kind of, it's crazy because it's like, you know, in football and stuff like that, they have TV timeouts, which is a little weird, that goes on a little bit longer during a sporting event, which drags down, you know, kind of the play and stuff like that. But I can't imagine.
I drifted off for a second when you were talking about sports.
Sorry
about that.
I can't imagine, like, if you're fighting a real war where real lives are at stake, and then someone's like, oh, hold on, everybody, we got to hold and wait for a new player. I mean, that's really shitty. And it also kind of, like, takes the energy out of the comic as well.
You think so?
Yeah, I felt it. Because I was like, oh, man, this is so intense. And then, like, the floating ref came over and was like, time out. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I think that's the point of the book, right? We're going to find out more about this world, what led to this stuff, how this continues. And more than anything, it's a showcase for Asad Ribic, who draws ridiculous aliens and gorgeous landscapes. And it's a joy to look at.
It really is.
All right, let's move on with the DC comic book, Batman number 40.
All right. I got a lot of questions for you about this comic.
Sure. Can I just set up what happened first?
Sure.
Okay.
Be logical about things.
Yes. Batman and Catwoman are going to get married. So that's been the overarching thing going on in Tom King's run of the book so far. Last issue, we found out that Batman and Wonder Woman had made a promise to take the place of a warrior who is fighting a thousands of years long battle to stop monsters from entering our dimension. They offered to switch place for him for a day, except time is different in our dimension and his. So we find out that whereas he's been in the DC universe for a little less than a day, they've been there for over a decade. And where we left off in the last book was Batman and Wonder Woman. Maybe they were going to kiss.
Oh, they were leaning in for a kiss.
Well, I don't know. I mean, again, the angle at the end of the last issue.
Stop with the fucking angle in the nose. Nobody I'm just saying kisses he could somebody's nose.
He wasn't going to kiss it. He was going to bite her nose off.
Okay.
He was really hungry. What were they eating while they were there? That's what I want to know.
They did stop and have a fire.
You can't eat monsters all the time. Sometimes you get hungry for that nose.
Oh, man. You
so,
were
big, you were pretty upset about this ending. Go, Pete.
Okay, so, yes, this ending was bullshit because why are we doing this? What is all this comic is doing is making people angry because it's like, oh man, are you excited about this wedding? Are you excited about this engagement? Guess what? I'm going to fuck with you because I'm going to put Batman on a warrior planet with Wonder Woman and they're going to hang out for years. And of course, one thing might lead to another and oh God, but they've been there for 37 years, but it's only half a day. So what is he going to, and fuck you. Fuck you. Like, I love the idea of this comic, but you put this kind of fuck you on it, and it really makes me angry because it's like, What are you doing? You're just doing this to make me upset. Like, you got to fucking stay true to your hopefully someday wife. Like, you just got engaged. And yes, it's been 37 years, but not really on Earth, which is where your wife is. It's been 10 minutes, and that shit's ridiculous. You can't get back and explain that to her. Get me like, listen, baby, I'm sorry, but I know I was gone for half a day, but it was like 37 years, and we've been fighting for 37 years. And then, you know, I mean, I got cold at night. Fuck you. This is ridiculous. I like the idea of people sacrificing themselves for other people. That's very powerful. That's what a hero is about. So the fact that Batman and Wonder Woman stepped up and was like, hey, man, you're living a horrible existence. Let us give you a day so you can go and see your family or do whatever you got to do. Get a mani-pedi, whatever you want. Get some ice cream. Enjoy Earth a little bit.
So I have two questions for you. First of all, just to check, you think what they're doing with this comic book was manipulating your emotions to make you angry, and then you got angry? So it was successful. And then the second thing, what you would have preferred for the comic book is they say, hey, we're going to sub in for you for a day. And then they sub in for him for a day, and he has a nice day, and that's the whole comic book?
Well, it's just the messing with this whole thing of, like, the almost kiss, and then both people being like, oh, what are we doing? This isn't right. Oh, yeah. I guess we got swept up in a moment. I don't know what that was, but she starts talking about Steve Trevor, and then he starts talking about Catwoman, and they're both like, yeah. And then she's like, you better not cheat on him, on her. And he's like, yeah, okay, but, like, you were going to kiss me too. So, like, what the fuck was this?
Are you talking about Batman and Wonder Woman, or are you talking about us, Pete?
Wow. Well, I mean,
I'm just saying, we've been fighting this battle for 10 years. Who knows where it's going to go? I think this is great. I mean, listen, Pete, I know you know this somewhere deep in your heart of hearts, but the idea of fiction is to throw blocks in your character's way, to throw challenges their way and see how they deal with them. And that's what's happening here. And the button at the end of the issue where Batman and Catwoman are talking, and they talk about how he wasn't bad, but he wasn't good enough, is a really beautiful turn of phrase, and really gets to the heart of it, that they're dealing with in this relationship, and that Wonder Woman and Batman talk about, that Catwoman has been a bad guy and he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. And something that starts to come to light a little bit in this issue is, how are they going to be married? You know, just in this certain sense of, like, sure, they could dress up as Batman and Catwoman, and then the world knows that Batman and Catwoman are married. But what about Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle? They have different parts of their lives that just don't work together, no matter how much they love each other.
Well, that showed up when Wonder Woman was like, I guess you steal things, but you're good. Like, that to me was a powerful part of the issue, where Wonder Woman was trying to wrap her head around this. Like, I guess you're a good guy, but even though you steal things, but which I don't think is right. That to me was powerful. The little thing where he was like, baby, I was still faithful. I mean, I almost kissed, but we didn't. Like, we got really close to each other, and I could have bit off her nose, but I didn't. I'm a gentleman.
The thing that this arc is playing with, the underlying thing that they really haven't brought totally to the surface yet, is the idea that Batman is always right. You know, he is always doing the right thing.
Because he's Batman.
Yes, because he is Batman. And here, what is going to have to happen to him to accept Catwoman unequivocally into his life? What is going to have to happen to his mission on crime? How does that change things? And they've been going through all these wonderful steps with their relationship, with meeting their friends, with challenges from other women. But ultimately, they're going to have to face up to that. And I don't think they're going to survive that.
Hey, you fucking watch your mouth, all right? Love will win the day.
Love will keep us together. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about Twisted Romance, number one, also yes, from Image Comics. Now, this is going to be an anthology of sorts with different tales, as you could expect, of Twisted Romance. Pete, you like this book a lot.
I really loved it. I thought the art was amazing. I love the setup. Really is this kind of cool world where we kind of have this guy who...
By the way, not to be mistaken for Cool World, the movie with Kim Basinger and Val Kilmer.
No, Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah, Brad Pitt.
Wait, wasn't Val Kilmer also in it?
I don't know.
Am I thinking of another movie?
I don't know. I know Brad
Pitt. I'll look it up. All right. Well, anyway, go on.
I like this. So it's basically a little bit of a whodunit with a woman comes and sees it, kind of the detective type dude, and is like, hey, my boyfriend's cheating on me. I want you to get rid of the lady. And he ends up knowing the lady and getting rid of her. And I just thought it was really cool. I liked the twists and turns that it took. And, yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. And I also liked the kind of point of it where he also was like, yeah, I took care of her, but that's just this one. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, you still have to deal with the fact that you have an unfaithful boyfriend.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't actually have a lot to add other than I really like the idea of having a weird romance or horrible romance anthology like that. I think this is a lot of fun and twisted, as the name implies. I have no idea what movie I was thinking of with Val Kilmer. I'm looking through his entire... Oh, Batman Forever. That's what I was thinking of. That was it.
Yeah.
And Kim Basinger isn't in that, but she was in the first Batman, yeah. So that's why I got confused.
Vince Vale.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, definitely pick that comic up. And the last one we're going to talk about, this is a special request from a fan of the show, Primetime Pauly G. Thank you for requesting it on Twitter. We are going to talk about Black Bolt number 11, also from Marvel Comics. Now, this book has been so good. If you haven't been reading it, it started off with an arc where Black Bolt was in this The Prisoner style prison with weird things going on, where there was this jailer who was torturing them. Black Bolt could speak but didn't have his powers, and then he couldn't speak and didn't have his power, and things kept changing around. He made all of these weird friends, including Crusher Creel, the Absorbing Man, giving him probably the best story arc in his entire history as a Marvel Comics character. And then this next arc has seen them coming back to Earth, and in this issue facing off with Lash, who is another person who wants to be ruling the Inhumans. Now, also to note, this ties into other stuff that's going on in the Inhumans books, which mostly it stayed clear of. So read the other Inhumans books to get the full story, I guess. But this issue is great, and there's a huge twist at the end that I don't want to spoil, but it is so good, and I'll kind of leave it there. The art is gorgeous. The characters are gorgeous. The way that author Saladin Ahmed deals with the character of Black Bolt is fantastic. And just as he's been dealing with Crusher Creel, it's Titania, right, is the woman in the issue? Yeah, so he's been working on her as well. And just he has this real facility for fleshing out these characters who haven't gotten a lot of time on the screen. What did you think about this book, Pete?
I really loved it. I mean, the art was fantastic. I also really liked the villain. The way he kept calling him, like, Little King was really powerful. And, I really liked just the page layouts and the setup. I'm not that huge of an Inhumans fan, but this book really does it a lot of justice and makes me want to read more. I was very impressed with the writing and the art, and I really liked the way Black Bolt was portrayed.
Cool. That's it for us this time. But if you like the show and want to support it, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also, we're live every Tuesday night at the Pit Loft in New York at 8 p.m. Totally free. Please tell your friends about that. If you like the show Riverdale, check out our other podcast, Riverdale After Dark, that runs Wednesdays after the show. That's in a separate podcast feed now if you've been listening to it. So please do go check that out. Pete, what else do you want to plug?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about all the amazing guests we have coming up on our live show.
Check us out on Twitter at Comic Book Live, our website, comicbookclublive.com. And Pete, you got to stay true, all right? You got to stay true to Justin. I'm not going to kiss you. And I'm definitely not going to eat your nose.
Great. I'm glad you're not going to eat my nose. We'll see you next time, guys. Thanks for listening.